welcome to a very special movie review of Spider-Man Far From Home. This is going to be our spoiler-free movie review, but if you want to hear a version full of spoilers, be sure to check us out on Patreon at patreon.com/radioactivespiderpod. I'm your host, the pseudo Peter Iskandar, and with me are my holodrones, the conniving Kevin McAvoy.
I am far from sober.
And the vain Vero Taylor.
Vain? I'm
trying to do it related to the characters.
You know what? I look great in those glasses.
Ooh. Anyways, so we just all saw Spider-Man Far From Home. And we're all super excited after watching it that we had to jump on and record something quick. But again, this will be a spoiler-free review, and we're going to have one full of spoilers for those interested up on
this. This is hot off the press.
Hot off the press.
Eddie Brock's big scoop.
Spoiler-free. What are folks' first thoughts? Kevin?
First of all, about the look and feel. I think because that's sort of what I would want to think about if I'm, you know, coming into this movie. I generally avoid almost every kind of spoiler. So with that in mind, I really enjoyed this movie. I came out of it and said to Vero that I liked it a lot better than Endgame. It was, you know, you kind of get tired of all these movies, these superhero movies, after a while when they just feel all the same. And it was really nice to have a level of adventure that fit the character so well. The look of it, to an extent, this happened in the previous movie as well, but they do such a good job of balancing this look of realistic and kind of cartoony, and it just fits the character so well. And they picked a great scale of threat that really ties into the character's sort of emotional journey, and I really appreciated it. I loved it.
Awesome. How about you, Vero?
Yeah, I mean, it was great. I was entertained. Seeing Spider-Man kick ass on the big screen is always a joy of mine. I like this iteration of Peter Parker. I think Holland's really coming into his own as Peter / Spider-Man. And that, of course, is a theme throughout the movie as well. But growing up, dealing with things. And I really thoroughly enjoyed the pace of the film as well. You think you're sort of going to get in a situation that will be repetitive, and then it sort of throws the stakes on you a little bit, which I liked. The pace was really good. I was telling this to Kevin, or this isn't a spoiler. I was getting a little annoyed at some of the scenes being CGI on CGI battle. It felt at one point like it was dragging on a little bit too long. It wasn't fair. Iron Man 2 levels of bad.
It was Iron Man 3 levels.
Yeah, really.
Let's not say things we can't take back.
The Mandarin twist will go down as like one of the worst things the MCU has ever done. But anyways, at me. Okay. But yeah, I will say that was the one thing that kind of took me out of the movie for a bit was the extensive, repetitive fight near the end. But they do a good job of grounding it ultimately, which I think saves it from, like I said, best friend beams Iron Man 2.
All right. As for me, as a super Spider-Man fan, it was nothing but a delight. I was constantly on the lookout for any Easter eggs I can find. I think I found a couple, but I'll get to that in the other review. And I think the way that they handled Mysterio was actually pretty good. I mean, we all kind of knew, especially after doing the Mysterio episode of this podcast, we all kind of knew where it was going because that was Mysterio's shtick. But the way that they did it was actually pretty surprising for me. And I think it was really well done, and it gave the character a lot of motivation that the character in the comics had, but the character in the comics had it because he had a direct conflict with Spider-Man. So the way they did it in this one was actually really, really good. Whilst talking of that, I think we can go and talk about some highlights. Jake Gyllenhaal as Mysterio was way better than I thought it was going to be. He like brought the right amount of craziness and like honesty to the role. Like, I don't know if anyone saw him in that movie Nightcrawler, which was kind of disappointing because it wasn't about the Nightcrawler I thought it would be.
He wasn't Russian at all.
He wasn't blue.
I know. So he kind of took stuff. I felt he kind of took stuff from that Nightcrawler character and then like switched like immediately. It was actually pretty awesome seeing that transition. I don't know what you guys think.
He could pull off the hell out of that fishbowl. He looked great.
Oh, yeah. It was tasteful.
He filled it.
I appreciate the beard. I think it kind of actually plays into the movie a little bit at certain points, which was good. But no, he did a terrific job. I've never been the biggest Gyllenhaal fan. I mean, Donnie Darko was okay, but he straddles that line of being like genuinely a likable person and a total creep. And he's able to use that very effectively in this. He is able to, you know, kind of take you on a journey. I think even if you don't fucking know anything about Spider-Man, you go into this thing and you see this other guy who's never been in it build in it now. You're like, well, that's obviously the villain. That's how these superhero things work. Yeah. So you know he's going to become evil at some point, right? Right. Or a version of evil. He's going to be the bad guy. So a large part of the fun is seeing how that happens and finding out why. And they do a good job of kind of keeping you guessing, and they do a very good job of giving you a why. It's not like the best motivation I've ever seen ever, but like it's damn solid enough to get the movie going where it needs to go.
Yeah, for sure.
And they actually do a good job showing off his suit in a way that's not lame. Even the original, it's like a green onesie that he wears.
No, you're like I would agree with you. It's true.
The suit is ridiculous. Like
that never happens.
The character.
Yeah, it's hard to. It's always hard to make a something that was drawn, you know, in the comics in a much simpler way look normal or decent in real life, right?
Yeah. To the point of the fact that this man literally has a fishbowl for a head and is in some sort of weird spacesuit. Even from the original stills, it looked like they were going to nail making him not look bad, and they definitely pulled it off. The fight, his ability to fight, it's alluded to, you see it in the trailers. His fighting is very interesting because you're really left wondering, you know, what he's doing. Is it magic? Is it energy blasts? You know, it's a very, it leaves a lot, it sort of makes you wonder a lot more about the character of Mysterio, sort of.
Okay. How about Nick Fury? I think Samuel L. Jackson did a pretty good job this time. There was a lot more of him than there has been in other movies, I think, wasn't there?
Nick Fury does take a pretty big role in this one, you know, I kind of didn't really realize that he hadn't talked to Spider-Man yet. And you're like, oh, yeah, I guess so. Yeah. There's just so many goddamn movies and everyone's in so many of them that it's hard to keep track of this shit. But it's cool to see. I mean, he's not in it quite as much as, say, like Captain Marvel or something like that, but he's in it a lot. He is a bit more comedic, which is...
Yeah, for sure.
They've been pushing that more and more. I mean, he's got good chops for it, but like kind of takes a little bit of the, oh, I'm scared of him aspect out of it. He's always kind of making jokes and talking about what the hip kids are doing. Like he stopped short of fucking dabbing and wearing a Fortnite t-shirt, but there's a lot of like him making like these references, to the hip stuff these days. And you're like, okay, I get it. He is very much more comedic in this one. How did you feel about the comedy as a whole? Because, you know, Spider-Man is generally kind of a quippy guy, and that's usually fairly well appreciated. But the Holland Spider-Man is not particularly quippy at all. He's really more, I would say he's much more awkward. And
that's fair.
I would say the quippiest one was probably the Andrew Garfield one. I mean, what's his name was quippy, but they were pretty bad. Like they were very out of the comic book in the first attempt. Yeah, calling him Gobby and shit like that. Garfield one was pretty quippy all the time, like almost maybe too much. I don't know. It's hard to say. You know, it's all a matter of taste. But this one, he doesn't really make quips while he's Spider-Manning very much at all.
And
it's
being terrified.
That awkward humor.
In Civil War, when he's fighting Falcon and Winter Soldier, is when they make a reference to him talking too much.
Yeah, but that's sort of that awkward, yeah. I'm overly earnest, I'm super here to please, but he's not like making fun of people. He's
I will
not
say,
like
so
that.
To the comedic factor, for the most part it lands, but I had a problem with their inability to say the word spider sense, and it was getting old.
Well, to bring this all to a close, let's go and have our spider ratings. So, Vero, what would your spider rating be for this one?
I'm going to give this 9 passport stamps out of a possible 10. Setting is great. Pacing is great. Comedy, for the most part, lands. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man's development is great as a character. I alluded to not really loving some aspects of the fighting. And thankfully that the actual story and character development roots it in a little bit more reality and it doesn't get too lost in CGI versus CGI.
All right. And how about you, Kevin?
I'm going to give this one 9.5 fishbowl heads out of 10. I really, really like this movie. I think it's pretty much my favorite Spider-Man movie. No, it's so good. It's everything that, you know, I kind of thought of. It makes me wish this was the show. This was the movie that I had when I was a kid, and I was like,
yeah.
"Oh my god, they're gonna make a Spider-Man movie!" And if this was the kind of shit that I got right away, I would have been so fucking pumped by that. Vero kind of said it all there. It lands. Go see it. It's sweet.
Yeah, it's fantastic. As for me, I'll give it 10 awkward teen mix-ups out of 10. Perfect movie for me. I enjoyed everything, including the characters, the effects, the dialogue was really good, the pacing was really good. As a huge Spider-Man fan, you know, I agree with you, Kevin. Like, it says a lot when the people producing the movies actually seem to give a shit about the source material and actually try to give people the movies that they want. And instead of just going and doing cash grabs, like, don't get me wrong, it's a cash grab for sure, but it's a very enjoyable movie, and that's the whole point of all this, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. But yes, go see it. Don't follow me.
Go see it ASAP. Swing your way there.
Yeah, don't spend your time and hard-earned money trying to make Endgame beat Avatar so Disney can beat Disney. Go see this movie instead, because it's more fun.
Yeah, support Disney in another way.
Yeah, exactly.
Support the independent small movie of one superhero only, not 20.
Just one lone superhero trying to make it on his own.
Yep.
And sometimes get caught wanking.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. All right,
yeah,
well, that'll be...
he pocketed what some of those holo cubes for later.
My holo cubes! Well, that's it for us, and I hope everyone enjoyed our first movie review, hopefully of many. Also, for anyone wondering, there are 2 post-credit scenes, so be sure to stick around. Well, if you liked what you heard, please let us know. Our socials are on Twitter at RA SpiderPod, on Facebook at Radioactive SpiderPod, and on Instagram also at Radioactive SpiderPod. And if you want to go and hear a review full of spoilers and basically us nerding out for another 20 minutes, please think about supporting us on Patreon and keep swinging.
Hey, that's my line.
Well, I don't know. It fits.
It does.
Yeah.
Bye.